This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family. A time to study the Bible together. There's one story that appears in all four Gospels. It's the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. The whole event must have made a deep impression on the disciples. Two of the gospel writers were present that day, Matthew and John. And here in the book that we're studying, the Gospel of Mark, we believe that we have the eyewitness account of Peter, as told to John Mark. But before we get into that interesting story, we have a few other verses to study in the 6th chapter of Mark. We'll ask Ken Brooks to read Mark 6, verses 30 and 31.
And the apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while." For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat.
The disciples had been sent out by twos. They had been out on a preaching tour, and now they were reporting. Notice that they reported to him. We often report to our fellow men on our service, but do we sometimes forget to report to the Lord Jesus? Actually, he's the one that we should report to first. He knew just what they needed. After a strenuous time of serving the Lord, they were exhausted. There is a place in the Christian life for relaxation. We must avoid the two extremes, too much activity without the time of rest alone with him, or too much rest and withdrawal, and not enough getting out into the battle, down in the valley where men and women live. There is a balance. We need to ask the Lord to give us that balance. Now notice verses 32 through 34 of Mark chapter 6.
And they went away in the boat to a lonely place by themselves. And the people saw them going, and many recognized them. And they ran there together on foot from all the cities, and got there ahead of them. And disembarking, he saw a great multitude, and he felt compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and began to teach them many things.
Let me ask you a question. What do you do when your plans are changed? How do you react when you're trying to get away for a much-needed rest and people keep bothering you? The Lord Jesus knew something of this. He and the disciples were very tired, and they were trying to get away to a lonely place, but the crowds followed them. The Lord Jesus took it as an opportunity to teach the people. Richard Glover comments, "But as the storm on a previous occasion disturbed his intended and needed sleep, so now the throng of the people cut short the rest that he would have given his disciples." Make up your mind that many of your plans, though excellent and kindly, will be frustrated. The art of life consists largely in the power of taking easily the disturbances of our plans and modifying them so as to embrace and use the disturbing element. Well, that's something to remember next time that you have to change your plans. Now it is necessary to feed that great crowd that disturbed their peace. And we have the feeding of the 5,000. The disciples were more tired than ever after he had taught the people and suggested that he should send them away into the villages to buy bread. But notice how the Lord Jesus responds to this idea. Mark 6:37.
But he answered and said unto them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread and give them something to eat?"
No, the Savior said, don't send them away. You give them something to eat. Have you ever noticed that the Lord Jesus so often asked people to do the impossible? That is, impossible as far as man was concerned. He said, "Ye must be born again." He said to another man, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And here he says to the disciples, "You give them something to eat." He wants us to learn to trust in Him. He wants us to expect great things from Him, great and mighty things. No, 200 denarii, or the amount of money a man might earn in half a year, was not the answer. Now verses 38 through 42.
And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go, look." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them all to recline by groups on the green grass. And they reclined in companies of hundreds and of fifties. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves. And he kept giving them to the disciples to set before them. And he divided up the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied.
The disciples found that they had exactly 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We know from another gospel that they were the contents of a little boy's lunch. The loaves were not large loaves of bread, but small rolls like pain de sal. The boy willingly gave up his lunch. We know that little is much in the Savior's hands, whether it be lives or loaves. Mark uses some very interesting words to describe this scene. He notes the orderliness. The word he uses is the one used to describe the rows of a vegetable garden. The Lord Jesus does things decently and in order. Everyone had enough. They were satisfied. 12 baskets of fragments were taken up afterwards. This basket was of wicker work, small at the top and larger near the bottom. It was commonly carried by the Jews to put food in so that they would not have to eat Gentile food. One writer suggests that there were 12 baskets because of the 12 disciples. Each man had a basket. The Lord Jesus made it all come out just right. We know from the Gospel of John that the Savior went on to explain to the people that He was the bread of life. He was able to satisfy them physically and, more important, spiritually. So many things in life do not satisfy, but no one has ever been disappointed in the Lord Jesus. As the chapter moves on, we find the Lord Jesus again helping the disciples in a storm, this time walking on the water. On land or on sea, He's the one who could give help, and He did. As we close, we'd like to remind you that He wants to help you. He wants to help you spiritually today. He wants to save you if you'll just trust in Him. Trust in Him with all your heart. He'll take away your sin. He'll give you life everlasting.
Learning to lean on Jesus. Find Every day now I'm learning to